கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம் மனோஜவம் மாருததுல்யவேகம் ஜிதேந்திரியம் புத்திமதாம் வரிஷ்டம் வாதாத்மஜம் வானரயூதமுக்யம் ஸ்ரீராமதூதம் சிரசா நமாமி சந்தோஷிணி ஜெகன்மாதா மம சௌபாக்யவ்ருத்தயே நமஸ்கரோமி பக்த்யா த்வாம் பிரசன்னா வரதா பவ. சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்யக்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப்புனஃ. ஓம் நம ப்ரணவார்த்தாய சுத்தஜ்ஞானைக்யமூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய பிரசாந்தாய தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஃ. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கம் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத் கிருபாதமகம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதிஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. நீலாம்புஜஸ்யாமலகோமலாங்கம் சீதாசமாரோபிதவாமபாகம் பாணௌ மஹாசாயகசாருசாபம் நமாமி ராமம் ரகுவம்சநாதம். லெட் அஸ் ரீட் தி வெர்சஸ். Yeah, from 11th verse. Apala kamchi piriyatnyah vididrishtoya ijyate yashtavyameveti manah சமாதாய சாத்விகஹ. தம் யஜ்ஞம் வித்தி ராஜஸம் விதிஹி நம ஸ்ருஷ்டானம் மந்த்ரஹி நம தட்சிணம் ஸ்ரத்தா விரஹிதம் யஜ்ஞம் தாமசம் பரிசக்ஷதே தேவத்விஜகுரு ப்ராஜ்ஞம் பூஜனம் சௌச மார்ஜவம் ப்ரஹ்மச்சர்ய மஹிம்சாச சாரீரம் தப உச்சதே అనుద్వేగకరం వాక్యం సత్యం ప్రియహితం చయత్ స్వాధ్యాయాభ్యసనం చైవ వాంగ్మయం తప ఉచ్యతే మనఃప్రసాద సౌమ్యత్వం మౌనమాత్మ వినిగ్రహః భావసంశుద్ధిరిత్యేతత్ తపోమానసముచ్యతే సో దిస్ 17th చాప్టర్ శ్రద్ధాత్రయ విభాగ యోగ భగవాన్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ వాట్ ఈస్ శ్రద్ధ దెన్ వాట్ ది ఆహార త్రీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆహార ఫుడ్ సాత్విక్ ఫుడ్ రజసిక్ ఫుడ్ తమసిక్ ఫుడ్ దెన్ భగవాన్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ త్రీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞ సాత్విక్ రజసిక్ తమసిక్ యజ్ఞ దెన్ భగవాన్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ తపస్ నా ఇన్ దిస్ తపస్ ఆల్సో త్రీ టూ లెవెల్స్ వన్ ఈస్ ది కరణం వాట్ ఆర్ ది ఎక్విప్మెంట్ సో లైక్ శరీరం కరణదృష్ట్యా తప శరీరం వాక్ మనస్ దీస్ త్రీ సో వి సో ఫిజికల్ తపస్ సో దేవ పితృ గురు ప్రాజ్ఞ పూజనం శౌచం ఆర్జవం బ్రహ్మచర్యం అహింసాచ శారీరం తప ఉచ్యతే సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఫిజికల్ తపస్ ఫిజికల్ తపస్ మేక్ యూ హెల్తీ యాక్చువల్లీ అండ్ మేక్ యూ అలర్ట్ ఆల్సో ఎస్పెషలీ పూజనం ఇఫ్ యూ స్టార్ట్ డూయింగ్ పూజ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గెట్ అప్ ఎర్లీ టేక్ ఎ బాత్ గెట్ రెడీ అండ్ ప్రిపేర్ ద పూజా రూమ్ ఆల్సో సో ఆల్ దోస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ మేక్ యూ అలర్ట్ అండ్ ది రెస్పెక్ట్ ఫర్ ఎల్డర్స్ ఆల్సో వెన్ ఎవర్ యూ సీ ఎన్ ఎల్డర్లీ పర్సన్ యూ ప్రాస్ట్రేట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గుడ్ ఫర్ యువర్ ఫిజికల్ హెల్త్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ ఇట్ రిమూవ్ స్లోలీ యువర్ ఈగో అహంకార దెన్ బ్రహ్మచర్య డిసిప్లిన్ అట్ ఆల్ లెవెల్ వి ఆర్ నాట్ టెల్లింగ్ దాట్ డోంట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ నో దెర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ సప్రెషన్ హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ డిసిప్లిన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఈస్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ వే దెన్ యూ క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ లాంగ్ లాస్టింగ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మోడరేట్ యూ క్యాన్ ఎంజాయ్ లాంగర్ టైమ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డూ ఇట్ లైక్ వన్ టైమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యూ వాంట్ యూ గ్రాబ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ విల్ క్రియేట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ మెంటల్ బట్ ఫిజికల్ ఆల్సో దెన్ భగవాన్ టాక్ అబౌట్ వాక్ తపస్ సో స్పీచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బికాస్ వితౌట్ స్పీచ్ లెట్ అస్ ఇమాజిన్ ఇఫ్ ద స్పీచ్ ఎబిలిటీ టు స్పీక్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్ ఆల్ స్కూల్స్ విల్ బి క్లోజ్డ్ టీవీ మూవీ నథింగ్ విల్ బి దేర్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఈస్ అ మూవీ ఇట్ ఓల్డెన్ టైమ్ యు నో దెర్ వాస్ సమ్ యా వితౌట్ వాయిస్ ఆల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ సైంటిఫిక్ డెవలప్మెంట్ ఇస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ Everything that you have to discover, each one has to discover separately, because now we are sitting on the shoulders of others. A weak generation of scientists, what they discovered, they have written it down. And because of that, we are able to develop on that. So all these abilities will go, and we can't even think of a world without words. So, therefore, this is a powerful blessing that the Lord has given to us. So it should be used properly. So it is said, there is a Subhashidani, Satbhistu Leelaya Prokta Shila Likhitamaksharam Asatbhihi Shapate Napi Jale Likhitamaksharam. Says, when great people speak, even casually, they are valuable, whereas unrefined person, even if he swear, those words are meaningless, like words written in water. So, this speaker, Mitabhashi, this is why Ramachandraji is called Mitabhashi, Purvabhashi, Mitabhashi. So, speak when it is necessary. That also measured words, not too much. So what happens is, when we start speaking, we get carried away. Whether the other person is listening or not, we don't care. We keep on talking. So those things should be checked completely. This is called vak tapas. When it is necessary, you should speak. Otherwise, you should not speak. So that's why vakpaduttam is one of the great qualities of Hanumanji. What is that? How to speak, when to speak, how much to speak. So all these things should be known. And where there is an occasion to speak, speak. When you are asked to speak, speak. When you are not asked to speak, don't speak. So these are all vak tapas. Anutveka karam vakyam satyam priyam hitam chayate. So our words should not disturb others. That we should be very careful. And sometime it happens, because these words come out of you, it is not just like that it comes out. You thought about it before. See, anger also, we develop, we build up. We think about it in our mind, then slowly, slowly what happened? That thought become embedded in you. When that person comes, he says something innocently. Simple question is asked, how are you? You get mad. You pour out all your anger. So, it is not that you just get angry spur of the moment and you blast the guy. Not like that. We have thought about it. So, we have to check ourselves the very beginning of the thought. Oh, this is a wrong thinking. You should stop. Oh, mind, don't go that side. So you warn your mind in developing, otherwise it will have a snowballing effect. So anger is not something that happens suddenly. It is slowly, step by step, thought by thought, we develop. So this tapas is very important. The walk is only an expression, gross expression. But the factory is our mind. So that is to be the controlled or disciplined. So that's why alert living is very important for Vedantic student. Then satyam priyam hitam. Satyam vada. So one should speak truth. At the same time, it should be pleasant and it should be beneficial to that person. So when you hear a gossip, a local gossip, immediately we have a tendency to tell that person, isn't it? Somebody else you have to tell. That is our nature. But here it is said, our Shastra says, when you hear something, first find out the validity, whether it is true or not. If it is true, then also when before telling that person, whether that person is going to benefit by this information or not. If it doesn't benefit him, don't say it. So all these are to be taken into consideration. And most importantly, Swadhyaya is very important because, so in Himalayas, all these Mahatmas, they read our scriptures every day. Like Bhagavatam, Ramayanam, Moolam, they read every day. Somebody asked, why are you doing this? You know, you don't have to read. They said, Vani Shuddhi ke liye. To purify their tongue, they read. Loudly they read. So, in that respect also, we should do Swadhyaya. Because every day talking to people, eating all kinds of junk food, and so when you attend a party, you know what kind of conversation they have there. We get this, our tongue gets sullied, you see. How to purify the tongue, you know, it's not tongue cleaner. That is only for physical level. But to purify the tongue, what is necessary, it has to take bath in our scriptures. So that is the detergent. So Swadhyayam is very important. So that is Vak Tapas. Then Manas. Mind is the most, mental tapas is more difficult. And we may think it is, if you think it is difficult. But if you take care of one or two things, it's not that all the point that is discussed in the scripture you have to take care of all the time. One item that catches your mind, you take care of it, then everything will come to you. So yes, there is another verse is also that manaprasada, starting, Bhagavan start with manaprasadaha, freedom from stress. That is manaprasada. That freedom from stress comes only when you have to understand how you develop, you build up your stress. Stress is built up. That's why there are so many workshops are available now, stress management workshops and all available. You pay so many dollars and then they, in a 5-star hotel you go, they will tell you the method how to get rid of your stress. They tell you pranayama you do, meditation you do. That's why meditation, pranayama became very popular because of stress release. And you built up the toxin in the body, you have to detoxify. So there are some baths are also there available. To detoxify your body. You feel, I am not saying this doesn't work, okay? They all work, but temporarily. That is a problem. Because again, another 1 year you have to go back to the same guy because he has come up with another technique now because whatever he taught, mind get used to it. Any technique you use, mind get used to it. Like meditation technique also, any technique you use, it's like allopathy medicine, you know. The system get used to it. Half pills, then one pill, and then half two, then maximum dose, then injection. This is how it goes. The same way, our system get used to it. Our mind also get used to it. Any system, any technique you use, mind has a tendency to overpower that. And then what is to be done? See, the best method is Vedantic method. What is that? The very source or the platform where you feel stress, that that mind itself, mind is the platform, mind is the one that feel stressful. That very mind itself has no real existence. Manasantu kim margane krite naiva manasam marga arjavat. So when you start inquiring into the nature of mind, Ramana Maharshi says, where is the mind? Mind disappears into what? Thoughts. There is nothing called mind, a tangible thing called mind. Mind is nothing but thoughts. Vrittayastvaham vrittimashritah vrittayo mano vidyaham mana. And these vrittis, these thoughts, what is the support of these vrittis? Vritti means thought. Suppose there is a flow of thought, isn't it? The flow of thought has to have a base, support. Suppose Niagara Fall is there, it is falling. But behind the fall, there is a support. What is that support? Tayastvaham vrittimashritah. And all these thoughts are dependent upon this aham vritti. I thought. Then Ramana Maharshi asked the question, ahamayankuto bhavati chinvata ahipatatyaham nijavicharanam. If you start inquiring from where did this I come, that I thought also disappears. Into what? Parama Purna Sat. Paramatma. So, the very mind itself, if you start questioning, it doesn't have a real existence. Why? Because in sleep, deep sleep, mind is not there. All the trouble that gave you, that trouble-giving mind, agitation, agitating mind, sorrowful mind. When you go to sleep, what happened? It's not there. So that which appears and disappears has no reality. So this appreciation, if you start thinking in this direction, then what happened? There is no stress. Then another point is, most of us, we think that if I do 10 things at one time, then I am more efficient. This is what everybody think. Like a stock market broker attending 4 telephones, 5 telephones at one time, he consider himself very efficient. It is not so, because that stockbroker cannot continuously work more than, I don't know how many months he can survive. He has to get out of situation. Take off. Otherwise, he will go crazy. Why? In that process, he is developing what? Stress. Now, our Mahatmas, Rishis have told us that when you learn to do one thing at a time, teach our mind to do one thing at a time, then what happens? Your complete focus is on that job and you become more efficient, at the same time free from stress. And this practice is very important when you take that mind to your meditation seat. Because meditation seat, you don't want the mind to wander all over. So it will be with you. If you live in this manner, try. That's why mindful living. Life has to be in that way. So here a question is asked, Paribhramasi kim mutha kujana chitta vishramyadam svayam bhavati yat yadha bhavati tat tathananyadha அதீதமனுஸ்மரன் அபிச்ச பாவ்ய அசங்கல்பயன் அதர்க்கித சமாகம அனனுபவஸ்வபோகானிவ. இட்ஸ் வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்லோகா. இட் இஸ் சேட் தட் ஓ மைண்ட், வை ஆர் யூ வாண்டரிங் ஆல் ஓவர்? பிகாஸ் பை யுவர் வாண்டரிங் இன் ஃபியூச்சர், யுவர் ஃபியூச்சர் இஸ் நாட் கோயிங் டு பி டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஜஸ்ட் பிகாஸ் யூ கீப் ஆன் வாண்டரிங். அண்ட் பிளானிங் ஃபார் த ஃபியூச்சர் இஸ் அ டெலிபரேட் ஆக்ஷன், தேட் ஆஃப் கோர்ஸ் யூ ஷுட் டூ, பட் ஆங்ஷியஸ்லி வாண்டரிங் இஸ் நாட் அன் ஆக்ஷன். இட் இஸ் ரியாக்ஷன், பட் யுவர் எஃபிஷியன்சி இன் த ப்ரெசன்ட் இஸ் எஃபெக்டட். Whatever is going to happen tomorrow. And he says, whatever will be, whatever is going to happen tomorrow will be happened to, anyway. Why are you are thinking, you are worrying is not going to stop that. So don't brood over the past. Think of the future for planning. Face the present, which alone is available for you. This is called stress-free mind. Live, learn to live in the present, maximum possible. Then gentleness, saumyatvam. So kaikam, vachikam, tapas is possible only when the mind is handled properly. Otherwise, those tapas also not possible. Your mind is restless, what physical tapas, what puja you will do? You will not be able to do any puja. Puja mein man nahi aate. Kya? Why? Mind is agitated. So this mind is the one to be handled. Maunam atma vinigraha. Maunam means silence. Sage is called muni. Muni means contemplative person. Maunam means contemplative mind. A mind is contemplative, means mind become totally quiet. Say, for example, you are thinking deeply about something, very serious topic. Don't you become quiet? People ask, hey, say something. No, you're not interested in saying anything. So here, contemplative mind is called maunam. Then atma vigraha, self discipline, bhava samshuddhi, noble thoughts, iti tapo manasam uchyate. This much we saw yesterday. Now continuing, now all these tapas, vak, shariram, manas, all of them are done without expecting any results. What we want is antakarana shuddhi. With this bhav, if you practice, that is called sattvik tapas. That is what is said here. Shraddhaya paraya taptam tapas tatrividham narehi அஃலாக்கிபிர்யுக்தைஹ சாத்விகம் பரிசக்ஷதே. இன் த்ரூஅவுட் கீதா, இஃப் யூ ரீட், திஸ் பர்டிகுலர் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் இஸ் ஹைலைட்டட். வாட் இஸ் தட்? அஃலாக்கி. Without expectation, you should work. Now, this is one line, you don't like it. Because, how is it possible? Without expecting anything, how can anybody do anything in this world? It is that prayojanam anudrishya mandopi na pravartate, it is that. Even a dull-witted person will not get up and do anything without seeing some phalam result.
This is
because we are not appreciating or understood the very secret of success. See, karma, action alone gives you success. Without karma, nobody can be successful in life. Now, what is the key to be successful? Perform your action efficiently. But how do we get this efficiency? See, efficiency comes only when your mind is behind your action. And the children learning dance, you know, the teachers teach. What is that? Where your fingers are, your eyes should be. Where your eyes are, behind your eyes, your mind should be. Behind your mind, your bhav should be. Then only the dance become dance. Otherwise, it become exercise. Most of the teachers, modern teachers, they don't care how children, even the way they hold the hand itself, there is a grace. I see. Those are exercise. They are not dance. This must be a grace. And that grace comes by nature. Naturally it has to come. You can't teach grace. Teacher can teach dance, but not grace. So, this point, if we understood, that in order to be efficient, what is necessary is 100% mind has to be behind the piece of action. And that comes only when the mind is free from worries. Now, what is our worry? Phalam is our worry. Result is our worry, isn't it? Before I start doing any action, my worry is what will I get? Will I get it? Even if I get it, suppose I get short of what my expectation is. And even if I get that money, what will I do with that? He already mentally decided and spent. Then he feels miserable, only this much is there. So these kind of thought, what happened? It take you away from the action. And with that type of agitation and worried mind, if you perform an action, that action will not be efficient. And when you do a mediocre performance, then you expect the best result. It is not possible. So therefore, Bhagavan says, it is not that you don't get phalam. You will get result. That is a law of nature. If you perform an action, the result has to come. But don't think about it while performing the action. This is the teaching. So, apala kamchipir. Okay, apala kamchipir yukteihi swatikam. Shraddhaya paraya taptam tapastat trividam nareihi. So, with Shraddha, with complete faith. So, faith in what? This I have to do. This is my duty. I must do this. For example, think about it. Ramayana, there is a story of Jadayu. And Jadayu was not at all related to Sitaji or Ramchandraji. But when he saw that Sitaji been abducted by this Rakshasa Ravana, he did not even think of his own life, danger in his life. He went and attacked Ravana. He did not even think, I am a match to him. Will I be successful? None of those thoughts came to him. What he thought that this is to be done. This is adharma. I should stand against it. In the process he died. It doesn't matter. But Jadayu is praised, not Ravana. Ravana won, but he is not praised. And this is the beauty. So, this Shraddha, that I must do it. I must perform this tapas. This tapas also, apala kamchipari yuktehi There are three types of sattvic and rajasic tapas, tamasic. So sattvic tapas is abhala kamcha pariyuktaihi sattvikam parijachate. Then continuing. Satkaramana pujartham tapodambena chaivayate kriyate tatiha proktam rajasam chalamadruvam. Satkaramana pujartham. So penance performed dambena. Dambena means hypocritically. So tapas. Now there are some India, there are some fasting programs, you know. In front of the factory, some of the members fast to death. They say. Actually they don't fast. They sit there and somebody will come and give something. Yeah, I heard, you know, they come and give a flashlight. And this person opened inside the flashlight, it's hollow. Food is there. You see, you will eat that. You see. And then there's a relay also. Somebody's replaced. Then what happened? Only 8 hours or 6 hours they sit, or sometime 4 hours they sit. Every 4 hours this guy changes. So that fellow goes and eat and come back and sit there. What fasting is there? These are all for what? Publicity. They do it. Satkaramana pujartham, great reception, respect, reverence, mala, and photograph. Publicize his name and fame and all that. Okay, to tapasya gaya hai. This kind of thing. See, once our one Mahatapasvi approached our Swami Taponji Maharaj in the Uttarakashi. He said, I spent so many years of my tapas, now I can cross Ganges. Walk across Ganges. This is my siddhi. Taponji Maharaj looked at him, oh ho. So that means you saved 8 anas. You know, those days, for a ferry charge is 8 anas. You know, you cross the river, you pay the ferryman. So he considered that achievement only that much, you see. You spent years of tapas and finally what is the benefit? Even after crossing the Ganges, your problem is solved. Your problem is still there. You are a dukkhi, that problem continues. What is that? In spite of I achieving so much of power, still I am feeling miserable. What? Nobody recognizes me. So this kind of tapas, dambena chaivayate, kriyate tadiha proktam, satkara mana pujartham, satkaram, reception, manam, respect, pujartham, kind reverence, etc. People worship me, people adore me, and my picture will be there in all the famous magazines. This kind of thought, if you start for practicing tapas, these are all rajasic tapas. On a bicycle, go around the world. It's all tapas, isn't it? Then afterward, they found out this fellow didn't have a job. He was jobless, so he didn't know what to do. He took a bicycle, started going around. And wherever he went, there was a reception and all that kind of thing. Unemployed. Swimming across the ocean from India, Bharat to Sri Lanka. Those are all big, big thing they do. For what? Again, applause.
கிரியதே ததிஹ புரோக்தம் ராஜசம் சலம் அத்ருவம். பகவான் செட் இட் இஸ் அன்சர்டன். அத்ருவம், த ஃப்ரூட் ஆஃப் சச் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஆர் வெரி ஷார்ட் லிவ்ட். திஸ் சஸ்காரம், மானம், எட்ஸெட்ரா, திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஷார்ட் லிவ்ட் அண்ட் தே டூ நாட் லாஸ்ட் லாங். கண்டினியூ. மூடக்ராஹேனாத்மனோயத் பீடயா க்ரியதே தபஹ பரஸ்யோத்சாதனார்த்தம் வா தாமசமுதாஹ்ருதம். மூடக்ராஹேண, ஹோல்டிங் ஆன் டு ஃபால்ஸ் நோஷன். ஆத்மனா ஹியர் இஸ் பாடி. யத் பீடையா, டார்ச்சர் யுவர் செல்ஃப், தட் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் எ தபஸ், டார்ச்சரிங் யுவர் பாடி. Because they think that that way you will get some benefit. Or parasyotsatanartham va, destroying others. See, you know, in Mahabharata, Amba Ambalika story is there. She did tapas to what? To kill Vishvavidamaha. She tried everything, did not work. Then she did tapas, ghora tapas. So what she want? Kill the, I want to kill Bhishma Pitama. Then Bhagavan said, not in this life, next life. She came back. Shikhandi. And our this Mahabharata is full of this kind of stories, I tell you. Very interesting. See, the difference between Mahabharata and Ramayana is, Ramayana, the character, all the characters are either 100% good or 100% bad, you see. But in Mahabharata, it's not like that. Everybody has got, you see, good and bad, both. So that the percentage is different, that is all. Even Duryodhana also some good points are there. and even our Yudhishthira, even though he was such a Dharmaputra, but still he had some weaknesses. See. So all these are depicted there. Now Drona and Panchal Raj, they were friends because of their anger. Some misunderstanding happened. And then what happened? As a revenge, this Dronacharya conquered him, defeated him, and took all the kingdom, then divided that, made him, gave him half, and took half. And he said, now we are both equal. When I came to you, you treated me that I am a Brahmana, poor Brahmana, I am nothing. I am not equal to you. This is what you said. Therefore, now I show you, now we are equal. But you think that Panchal Raj will keep quiet? He is a Kshatriya. He is revenge. He performed a great ritual. And out of that, Havankund came, Drishtadyumna. What was the desire? Sankalpa. I want a son who can kill. Dronacharya. See, these are all tapas only. People are doing those. But for what? Parasyotsatanartham. To destroy others. And Dishtadyumna. Then our Shikhandi. Then Panchali. Draupadi. All the three came out of the Havan Kund. Okay? They are not born normal way. So, moodhagraheṇa, holding on to false notion. So some idea they get, then hung upon that thought, they keep on doing some kind of a tapas. And Janamejaya's story also start with, Mahabharata start with Janamejaya's story only. Parikshit Maharaj's son is Janamejaya, and he heard the story, what happened to his father, Takshaka. And this Parikshit was listening to Katha, seventh day. Takshaka was coming disguised as a human being, was coming to Raja Parikshit to bite him. At that time, along with him, there was another Brahmana was walking with him. So they had a conversation. He asked, Takshaka asked, where are you going? So the Brahmana said, I heard this Parikshit is going to be killed by this Takshaka. I am going to cure him. You have the power? Yes. Show me. So Takshaka immediately bet a banyan tree. The banyan tree fell down completely, burned into ashes. Brahmana did not deter. He took out some water from his kamandalu and chanted some mantra and sprinkled. The tree came back. That much power he had. Then Takshaka asked, how, okay, you do this, you revive this Raja, what will you get? Brahmana naturally said, I will get lot of gift, money and all that. Oh, I will give you 3 times more. Send him back. This story, Janamejaya heard, he was very angry. Okay, you want to come and bite my father, fine. But somebody was there to cure him. Why did you stop him? That angered him and he did a sarpayajna. It is a tantric style. He invoked all these sarpas one by one and offered into the fire. Finally, Takshaka, the person whom he was really needed, that person is not coming. So he, Ritviki, asked, where is Takshaka? He is the one I want. So these Mahatmas looked at it, they saw he is hiding behind Indra Devata. Then Janamaya says, oh, he is taking shelter under him. Then do one thing, invoke both of them. They had that power. They invoked both Indra Devata and Takshaka. Both came to the Havan Kund. They were about to be offered. At that time, Brahmaji came there. Some story it is Brihaspati came. Some story it is Brahmaji came. And advised Janamejaya, this is not correct. Because if father wanted to be cured, he would have done it himself. He would have requested Sukha Maharishi to do that. He is capable of doing that. Or he himself was capable of doing that. So he did not want it. So it is not fair for one life take many lives. So thus he stopped listening to Brahmaji. So this kind of a type of yajna or tapas is called tamasic type of the tapas. So, now we have seen Shraddha, Trividam Shraddha, Sattvic Shraddha, Rajasic Shraddha, Tamasic Shraddha. Then we saw Sattvic food, Rajasic food, Tamasic food. Then we saw Sattvic Yajna, Rajasic Yajna, Tamasic Yajna. Then tapas also we saw Sharira tapas, Vak tapas, Manasam tapas. Sattvic tapas, Rajasic tapas, and Tamasic tapas. Now, only one item left. What is that? Most important. Bhagavan said, Danam. That's the last one. Now, of all sadhanas, the scriptures consider three sadhanas are very important. In 18th chapter also, Bhagavan says these three. Yajna, dana, tapas. Natyajyam, pavananicha. Because these are the three, even if you are a sannyasi, one should not give up these three. Yajna, dana, tapas. So, there is a statement in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad that if a student wants progress in sadhana, he should observe these three. Lord Krishna repeats this in several times, Bhagavad Gita. Now, the third one. So, yajna, tapas we saw. Dhanam we have to see now. And there are several facets are there for dhanam. So many facts are there. Why dhanam is advised? It's very psychological. Number one reason is I am insecure. The world has to give me security. So I want to feel secure. That insecurity is the one that makes us hold on to wealth. We don't want to part with it. So for the sake of security, I seek wealth. I want security, number one. Second is, I want security to my relations. My wife, my children, my grandchildren. All of them I want to secure. And we think that money will secure. This is ignorance. And today's children, grandchildren, they don't want your money also. They are happy. They can make themselves, they say. So what happened? We become miserly. Karpanya dosham. Neither you enjoy nor allow others to enjoy. This is that way American thinking is good. Leave for the day, you know. Tomorrow dekha jayenge. But our people, they say, most of the first generation who came here, they live poor, die very rich. Because they kept a lot of money, but they did not enjoy themselves. Because they feel miserable when they spend money. Because our tendency is to reuse everything. You know, disposable this glass, cups, Ziploc bags, all washed and kept nicely. This is, are bhaiya, chhod do na. No. Somebody was telling me humorously. In Indian couple, especially middle-aged couple, when they go to shopping, they have to buy, let us say, 19 items. Out of that, 15 items will be bought by coupon. So, that's a tendency now. This is because of insecurity. Somebody chale jaya to kya kare, what will happen? This is one. So, dhanam is the best to drop these weaknesses in us. Second point, Dhanam is the one in line with the nature. See, nature has got this, what is that? Flow. Like vriksha, the tree, look at the tree. It is always giving. Say, chayam anyasya kurvanti tishtanti swayam atape phalanyapi pararthaya vrikshaha satpurushaiva. What a beautiful verse. See, chayam anyasya kurvanti. So it gives shade to others. Swayam what? Standing in hot sun. Tishtanti swayam atape. It stands in the hot sun. Phalanyapi pararthaya. It gives fruit for what? Others' sake, not for themselves. Those vrikshaha satpurushaiva. They're all noble being. Satpurusha. Mahatmas. They're all great karma yogis. So, if you look at the nature, it continuously gives. And flow of hot water also. You see, the wealth should be circulating. It cannot be stagnant with one place. It should be circulating. Give up the ownership. The Lord is owner of all things. As long as you own, what happens? The fear will come. The fear cannot be avoided. Bhartrihari in Vairagya Shatakam, it is said, Bhoge Rogabayam, Kule Chudibayam, Vitte Nrapalat Bayam. See, Bhoge Rogabayam. When you indulge in this world, pleasure, what is that? Rogam. Sickness, disease. Kule Chudibayam. And if you have that pride that I am coming from a respectable family and all that, then what happened? You have moved to America. What is the fear now? All parents? Shudibayam. I don't know my daughter, whom she will marry. Or my son, who will he bring to my house? Suddenly, hand in hand, one girl is brought and introduced to you. This is my girlfriend, fiancé. You can't do anything. Question is whether I want to lose my son or Kule Chudibayab. Everybody is worried about it. Vitte Nripalat Bhayam. When you have money, what is the fear? Uncle Sam. 40% IRS. Why I had to give so much to him, you know? Is there a way? Bypass. Who is the best accountant? Who knows? We look for that, isn't it? Vitte Nrapalat Bhayam, Mane Dainya Bhayam. When you are very proud, what happened? Insult. You lose your pride. That is a fear. Bele Ripu Bhayam. When you are strong, you are afraid of the enemy. Rupe Jaraya Bhayam. When you are beautiful, handsome and all that, what is that? Old age come. That is a bhayam. One day. That's why nobody wants to grow old, you see. I remember one girl joined our ashram for a course. When she joined, it was 25. After 2.5 years course, she's still 25. I don't know. What happened to that 2.5 years? It's not counted at all. Nobody wants to grow old. Shastre Vadibayam. Suppose you are a great scholar. What is your fear? Somebody will challenge him. Then gune kalabayam. If you are virtuous, somebody will put a dent to your virtues. Kaye kritantat bhayam. Now, what is that fear most of us? Death is the greatest death fear. Sarve vastu bhayanyuta bhuvi nrinam vairagyameva abhayam. Unless you develop vairagya, vairagya means less dependent upon the material world, more dependent upon the Lord, is called real vairagya. And this is the problem with what? Not giving the holding on to wealth. Fear will be there. I will scare you one more time with this verse, okay? There is one more verse, very interesting. Adana dosheda bhavet diridraha. Adana dosheda bhavet diridraha. See, adana dosha means a person who never gave charity. That is a dosha. Then what is the result of that dosha? Become poor, it says. Next life. A life you think you are secured, next life. Poor family will be born. Daritya doshena karodi papam. When you are poor, naturally you commit sin. Steal from somebody, loot from somebody. This is what is happening. Even murder takes place because of what? Poverty. Papat avashyam naragam prayati. When you commit sin, what happens? The result is take you to hell. And all yamakinkaras will take you there and make you what? Fry you in a cauldron of oil. Make you Kentucky fried chicken. KFC. Punar daritra punareva vapi. Again he is born, again poor family. This goes on. See? I am not saying. This is all Subhashidani. So thus you get into a cycle. So dhanam is very important. One way of get rid of your insecure feeling. See, a child will never find its independence as long as she clings on to the sari of the child's mother. He has to drop that and learn to walk independently. So if I have to discover security in myself, start with dhanam. Now, Bhagavan Krishna divides this dhanam into three. Sattvic dhanam, rajasic dhanam, tamasic dhanam. However much wealthy you are, but our heart is not there in sharing. Haven't you seen in India now there is a rule? Let us say there are two boys and one girl. Girl is married and given away. Now there is a rule, the girl is also equally eligible for the wealth. Now the two brothers doesn't want to share. So what happened? The court cases goes on. See, think about your own sister, why can't you share? No, that heart is not there. This is the situation. Now let us see. 20th verse. Dātavyamiti yat dānam. Diyate nupakārine. Diyate. Deshe kale cha patre cha Tadhanam sattvikam smritam Dātavyam iti yat dānam. This must be given. Because this person deserves it, or this organization is doing good work, I have benefited from it, so I must return the favor. This understanding called dātavyam iti yat. Diyate anupakārine. That you may not get in return something. So sometime when we do something, like, you know, there are certain organizations, if you write a check, there are some benefits. Here, he is not expecting any benefit. He is not counting on any benefit. Anupakarine, the one who may not return the favor. And deshe kalecha patrecha. Now there are two schools of thought when it comes to dhanam. Some say, you should be like a river, trees, mango tree like that. They don't discriminate. Mango tree doesn't say, let us say a dacoit come under, he never say, no, don't eat my fruit, never say. A noble person or a sannyasi or a evil person, anybody who come, he gives. The same way the river doesn't say, you are a tiger, don't drink my water. You are a human being, you drink. Like that, it doesn't make any discrimination. Same way, dhanam also, who are come and ask you, you should give. This is one school. But other school says, no, we are not river, we are not tree. We are human being. So we should see that person deserves or not. We are given an intelligence. So suppose a drug addict come and ask you money, you give dhanam. Then what happened? You are encouraging him to be a drug addict, isn't it? So that is not correct. So therefore, deshe kale patrecha. So you have to see. So desha means there are certain places you go. Visit some pilgrim centers. Like you go to Kashi, Rameshram, or like Badri Kedar, those pilgrim centers, when you go, you should do dhanam. Very important. There don't become miserly. Give dhanam. Then, kalam, time. Uttarayana kala, punya kalam. So there are certain time of the year, you know, you have to do dhanam. Patrecha. And that also you should know what kind of dhanam you are giving. Appropriately you should give dhanam. Suppose in Madras, summer time, you give gift of a woolen shawl. What is the point? They say kale, patreja. You should appropriately. So if you go to Himalayas, you see Mahatma, there you give woolen shawl, is okay. But not when it is in the mound road in the middle of the summer. Holy places, eclipse time, deserving person, sannyasi or a scholar. So patra. So those seeing that, one should give. But give also according to your ability. You have come from India because the moment it comes to giving donation, you start, mind start working, converting that into rupees, you see. There you are giving 1 rupee dhanam. Now equivalent to that, what is that dollar wise? Don't do that. Our Guruji used to tell a joke, you know, old joke, maybe you know it. Currency notes, they had a conference. 1 rupee note, 1 dollar note, $20 note, $50, $100. They all went from the same mill, and after a long time, in a coffee shop they met. So each one tried to compare the notes. Everybody look at the $100 bill. How was your life? He said, very good. Everybody welcomed me. I went from Las Vegas to Atlantic City. It was a very good life. Then they all looked at $50 bill. Then he also said, my life also very good. I went from 5-star hotel to 5-star hotel. It was nice. Then they looked at the $20 bill. The $20 bill let out a sigh of relief. He said, every time I come out, they put me back into that ATM machine. So it is so suffocating. Now I got some relief. Then all the three turned towards $1 bill, asked, how was your life? The dollar bill said, boring. Why? Church to church, church to church. So, give according to your ability. They say college. If you give, Bhagavan will replace it. If you don't give, you are not giving Bhagavan a chance to replace for you. Then, second one. Yattu pratyupakarartham phalamuddhishya vapunaha diyate cha pariklishtam tattanam rajasam smritam. Yaha tu pratyupakarartham. They always expect something in return, pratyupakaram. If I donate to this organization, then I can ask when I need. They cannot refuse me. So, what some benefit out of this? Expecting some return. Pratyupakarartham. Palamuddhishyava punaha. Or, as a result of this dhanam, I will gain some punya. As a result of my punya gained, I will go to heaven. Oh, this is there. So all the charitable work, they do it for what? Expecting a reward. Diyate cha pariklishtam. And that also, when somebody come and ask for a donation, reluctantly they give. Tattanam rajasam smritam. Swamiji, because you came, I cannot tell you no, so I will give you this time. Itna baat karke, because you think it is a bada bada bungalow hai, maybe if you go there, you will get some good donation. This is how we are all Mahatmas running ashram. We need people, grastas, giving donation. So we look for big, big houses where they have. But the result is zero. The moment you go, they start giving you a lecture. Because they smell that I have come for donation. Before asking, they will tell you how many organizations, they made all calculations, how many organizations are there in this particular place. And all of them are building temple, ashram. Everybody has got a project, 10 million, 20 million, 30 million. Who is going to pay for all this? And everybody come and tell me, ask me. And they think that I am sitting here with lot of money. Here there is a tree which gives money, dollar. You know, when I came to this country, I came with $20. Now that $20 I have made with my sweat and toil, now it is 20 million worth. Do you know that? Then I say, that is why I came to you. Then he gets caught in his own argument. Then with reluctantly, he will write a check. See, Swamiji used to say very humorously, how this sattva, rajas, tamas work in our mind. Let us say you have come here, come for a lecture. Now tomorrow is Guru Dakshina day, you come. Now as soon as you come, you feel good, you listen to the lecture, nice, I should give. Your sattvic mind will tell you, I should write $100 at least donation. By the time you take out your checkbook, your mind changes to rajas. Why $100? 21 will do. By the time you write, take the pen and write the check, your mind changed. It becomes tamasic. 11 will do. And that also you give anonymously. How? Forgetting to sign the check. How sattva, rajas, tamas in 1.5 hour period, it changes. Pariklishtam, reluctantly. Because you feel the pressure. Some influential person has come, or this person has come, therefore I am giving. Not that willingly. If choice is given, you will avoid it. So that type of dhanam is considered rajasic type of dhanam. Now the worst one is coming. Adeshakale yad dhanam. Apatrebhyas. Chadiyate asat krutama vatnyatam tattama samudahritam. Adesha kale yaddanam. At improper place or time. So, deshe kale patre chadu. This is adesha kale. So, at a improper place, improper time, the one who gives dhanam apatre, not to a deserving person. You must have seen in Bombay every traffic light, there are people who comes begging for money, and they are all professional beggars, okay? They are trained to look pitiable, actually. Actually, they are not. They are richer than you, actually. They are all owning apartments in Bombay. They rented it out. And this guy is begging. The more, disfigured that person is, more he makes money. So that kind of a apatra. That reminds me of a joke. Let me tell you, because if I remember a joke, I should tell. Otherwise, the next point won't come to me. That's it. Listen, in Bombay, these beggars sit, you know, in every street you'll see one. And one young man was passing by. He just put 20 rupees. Nowadays, beggars also got minimum, okay? In India, you can't give just 1 rupee and all that. They'll return to you. Yeah, there is a minimum. At least 50 rupees, they say that's the minimum. So this person gave 20 rupees. It was, he received it nicely. Then after 1 year, he got married. So this time also same person, he was there. So he was walking by. He gave this time 10 rupees. Then after 1 year, he got a child. So this time when he passed by the same beggar, he gave 5 rupees. So this beggar called him, asked him, what is this? You used to give 20 rupees, now it became 10. Now it is only 5. He said, problem is, see, when I gave you 20 rupees, I was a bachelor. Then I got married. Now I got children. That is the reason why I am giving you this. So the beggar looked at him and said, it's not fair. What? You live on my income. Look at this audacity. This is called apatra, okay? This person doesn't deserve. If you are a beggar, 5 rupees, you're going to be happy, no? No. This fellow is telling, you are living on my income. Look at this person. Asatkritam avatnyadam, without respect. Avatnyadam, without good words, you know. The tamasic people, when they give dhanam, person who receive, he feel miserable. Why did I take this? They make you look so small. And you feel like returning it, you know. That kind of a insulting words they say. Asatkritam avajnatam. Positively insulting words they use. You know, this is not, Bhagavan said, we all can acknowledge that, okay, this is true, because we all went through it, you know. Tattamasam udahridam. This is considered tamasic type of dhanam. Now with this topic, Bhagavan has completed what he has promised. Ahara, tapas, yajna, dhanam. So tapas is conserving energy. Yajna is that energy conserved is channelizing into a constructive field of activity is called yajna. And when you get the fruit of such activity, you share that fruit is called dhanam. Now, next topic is very interesting. We shall see that tomorrow. Interesting because all this time it is said sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Human being as we are, we will not be in sattvic mood all the time. Sometime rajasic mood aa jaate hai, kabhi kya re. Sometime tamasic mood also. Nobody is always sattvic. At the wrong time, somebody come and ask for money. That time, it happened to be a tamasic mood. So you may insult that person. Afterwards, you regret, I should not have done it. How to atone that sin of committing such mistakes? So, Bhagavan gives a solution also. Okay. That is called perfect teaching. He doesn't leave you just like that. That topic is the next topic. We shall see that tomorrow. That's very important because prayachittam you should know. Simple prayachittam Bhagavan gives. Okay, that we will see tomorrow. Tomorrow we will complete this 17th chapter comfortably. And tomorrow being the last day, there is a tradition called Guru Dakshina. Guru Dakshina is an appreciation of the teaching that you received. The teaching is not mine. The teaching is coming from Bhagavan. So the Lord Himself is the first teacher. Then, paramparaya, the teaching has come to our immediate guru. That guru has taught us, and his master's voice, that is what you hear. So in appreciation of it, you give dakshina. Only then the teaching will be beneficial to you. Number one. So that is tomorrow's program. After the lecture, you will get an envelope, fill up the details and bring it. We will also give you something in return. Now, another announcement is, you see this ashram? You like it? Really like it? Now, what is lacking in this ashram? There is a building, right? There is something lacking, right? A shrine, isn't it? We need a shrine. The shrine, we have thought of it, Guruji decided that we will have a Ram Parivar. Ram Parivar. Bhagavan Ramchandraji, Sitaji, Lakshmana and Hanumanji. Ramchandraji is pure Brahman, knowledge. Sitaji is Bhakti. Lakshmana is Vairagi, stands for Vairagya. And Hanumanji is Karma Yogi. All of them are in one place, you see, for us to get inspired. So, the Murti Sthapana Pratishtha, there is a flyer, you can take it, this flyer. Murti Pratishtha will be done by our Pujya Guruji, July 25th to 27th. There will be, Murti Sthapana means there will be a lot of rituals. 2-3 days rituals will be there, all pandits will come and perform the rituals and do the pratishtha. Now we are expecting 70 donors. Each donor, if he can, donate 5,000 each. Then our target will be, because it will be a temple, that temple will be built very nicely. And the Rama and the idols also will be bigger, not small size. And it will look very beautiful and grand. For that, expenses are there. And each one, if they can donate 5,000, they can participate in the Prana Pratishtha, Murti Pratishtha Mahotsav, and become a Yajavan and receive the blessing. Because it is said one of the greatest Punya Karma is participating in the temple Pradishta. So temple Pradishta itself, if you do yourself, it is considered the greatest Punya. And if you participate, you can't do yourself, that is participate. That itself is the greatest Punya. So that is one program we are planning. So whatever that you can contribute, it will be welcome. Then another request is, since we are doing Pradishtha of Ramchandraji, so all of you can participate in this program called Likhita Japa. Write Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram mantra. One book or two book, whatever book you can complete, it is a tapas for you. And all the books collected will be kept under the idol. So the idol become more powerful because of your participation. Your heart is there. Your blessing is there. So that makes the idol very powerful. So this is another program. You can participate in that also. And tomorrow you come, I'll tell you one more program. Today that is enough. Thank you. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Harih Om.